Episode 6, Supplemental A, Petrograd Soviet of Workers and Soldiers Deputies, Order Number 1. To all soldiers of the Guard, Army, Artillery, and Navy across the garrison of the Petrograd District for immediate and precise execution, and to the workers of Petrograd for their information. The Soviet of Workers and Soldiers Deputies has decreed 1. To elect immediately in all companies, battalions, regiments, fleets, batteries, squadrons, and separate services of various kinds of military administration and on military navy ships, committees of representatives elected from the lower ranks of the above-mentioned military units. 2. In all military units which have not yet elected their representatives to the Soviet of Workers' Deputies, to elect one representative from each of the companies, who are all to appear with written credentials at the building of the State Duma at 10 o'clock in the morning on the 2nd of this March. 3. In all their political acts, a military unit is subordinated to the Soviet of Workers and Soldiers' Deputies and to their own committees. 4. Orders of the Military Commission of the State Duma should be carried out, with the exception of those instances when they contradict the orders and decrees of the Soviet of Workers and Soldiers' Deputies. 5. Arms of any kind, such as rifles, machine guns, armored vehicles, and so forth, must be at the command and under the control of company and battalion committees, and not in any instance issued to officers, even at their insistence. 6. In the ranks and during the performance of service duties, soldiers must observe the strictest military discipline, but outside of service in the ranks, in their political, general civil, and personal lives, soldiers may not be diminished in any way in those rights which all citizens enjoy. In particular, standing at attention and compulsory saluting while off duty is abolished. 7. In the same fashion, the titles of officers are abolished, Your Excellency, Your Honor, and so on, and are replaced with the address Mr. General, Mr. Colonel, etc. The vulgar addressing of soldiers of any military rank, and, in particular, addressing them with the informal you, is forbidden, and the latter are required to bring to the attention of company committees any violation of this, as well as any misunderstandings between officers and soldiers. This order is to be read in all companies, battalions, regiments, marine units, batteries, and other front and rear commands. Petrograd Soviet of Workers and Soldiers Deputies, 2nd of March, 1917.